Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We have a special treat in store for you today, but before I introduce our guest today, and I did say guest, as in plural, I want to ask you a question. What was the first thing established in the Garden of Eden after the creation? It was a family unit. God instituted the family, beginning with the husband and wife, and then commanded them to procreate inside of marriage. Today, that institution is under attack. Just because man says something is okay does not mean God says it's okay. In biblical studies, there's what is known as a law of first mention. When God says something, it is. Period. And since God first mentioned marriage as being between a man and a woman, as husband and wife, it doesn't matter what any politician in Washington decides how to redefine that sacred institution. What God says trumps it all. On the line with us today, we have Apostle Ken Giles and his wife, Pastor Sheila Giles, from the Lincoln Bible Church in the Houston, Texas area. Apostle Giles has literally decades of ministry experience behind him, including working with the Dr. Tony Evans organization while at the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship Church, including serving as the Associate Executive Director of their nonprofit corporation. Hey, man. He served as the outreach pastor at the Cathedral of Faith Baptist Church in his hometown of Beaumont, Texas, until planting his current church, the Lincoln Bible Church, in the year 2000. And when they planted that in the Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas area, it started to grow. And this church is now located in the greater Houston, Texas area, where it continues to grow and impact that community in mighty ways. Apostle Giles has a Master of Education from Prairie View A&M University and a Master of Theology from the Southeast Texas Theological Seminary, and is in the process of completing his dual doctorate in Christian Education and Theology from the Kingsway Theological Seminary. Pastor Sheila Giles has served in church leadership for over 20 years and has a Master of Divinity from the Houston Graduate School of Theology, and is also in the process of completing her Master of Business Administration from Texas Woman's University as well. Together, Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila have authored several books, and we're going to be talking about one of them in a particular way here today: marriage, prayer, and the leadership roles of the husband and wife. The radio program, Leading and Living in Truth and Love, airs on Evangelism Radio every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And we are so blessed to be able to call them part of our radio family. Help me welcome back to the program Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila Giles. Thank you both for coming back on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're glad to be here.
Amen. Now, for those that did not hear your prior interview, shame on them, but it has been almost a year, and we do have new listeners as well. Let's just start with this question first. In your own words, tell us, who is Apostle Ken and who is Pastor Sheila Giles? And either one of you can start.
I'm going to let Pastor Sheila Giles start first.
Oh, wow.
He's so nice.
Very kind, very kind. Well, it makes sense to start off that I am a born-again believer.
Amen.
And became born again in 87, a while back, on Prairie View A&M campus as college student. I'm a born again believer. I'm a preacher of the gospel. Well, before that, I am the wife of the anointed man of God, Apostle Giles.
Amen.
Yes, and pastor. And that's all I'm going to say about me right now. Yes, and
Apostle Ken, your turn. She said, tag, you're it.
Okay. I'm surprised Pastor Sheila Giles left out three kids. two daughters.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm starting where she is, you know, where she started at, blood-bought, born-again, baptized believer in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I served the Lord faithfully and all that he would have me to do, as everybody else. The biggest room in the world, room for improvement. As Sheila Bowles and I make sure we stay in that room.
Yes, absolutely.
Place that we dwell in as we continue to pursue the fullness and likeness and maturity of Christ. Indeed, a preacher of the gospel, but before I get to all of that, the husband of this beautiful woman of God, Pastor Sheila Giles, and thankful father of three children, son and two daughters. And we are truly blessed to serve the Lord, and that's really what we are. We, according to the scripture in 2 Chronicles 29:11, we are those who stand before the Lord and minister to him, and who are blessed and privileged to be his ministers. Amen. In the earth. And so that's who we are.
Amen. Amen. Okay, again, let's start by talking about your book, Prayer, Marriage, and the Leadership Roles of the Husband and Wife. When you wrote this book, you did so in a unique way. You broke it down into the leadership roles scripturally between the husband and wife, and then each of you wrote about your respective roles personally. How did you come up with that idea? Because it's something that I had not ever seen before.
Well, that is a very good question. It's just like anything else. I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit gives the leading and guiding and directing to us as it relates to, you know, that week's purpose. So let me give, and anything that we do, we're going to give the credit where it belongs, the Amen. Glory mm-hmm. to the Lord. But we just simply followed his leading and what he had given to us, because it was simply the way that the scripture unfolded. And as we studied and researched, the scripture, as we were writing the book, it just literally manifested itself into those leadership roles. That the husband has his leadership role and as head, according to the scripture, 1 Corinthians 11:3, that God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. And that's evidenced beginning from Genesis at the very beginning. Where the Lord put him in the garden, told him to cultivate it faithfully, and commanded him Amen. To obey him. And it was at that point that God gave him a wife, but not until those two things took place, that that he had his assignment from God in terms of his gifting, his anointing, his skill set, if you will, and his spiritual relationship with God and obedience. And then the wife was to come. And then from there, we broke down the word helper, and it's from the Hebrew, and we found out so many things that we outlined in the book in terms of literally what that all constituted. And that's one of the things that we're in the practice of when we're teaching, preaching, is going to the original language, because it's like everyday language. Someone can say a word in French, Spanish, or a language, German, or something, or English, whereas, you know, if someone says that word and it doesn't have the same full fullness of meaning that it does to the culture that it's a part of, you know, whether it's African language or European language, or, whatever part of the continent or the world it comes from. So same with the scriptures, you know, Old Testament being Hebrew and Chaldea, and the New Testament being Greek. So as we researched those things, it just kind of blossomed, if you will, to the clarity of these leadership roles. And so we're just privileged to share that with the Christian
community. Amen. Now, chapter one starts off with, you know, lack of prayer invites sin into the marriage. And then you go on to say that the lack of prayer actually is an act of disobedience. Can you explain what that is to our listeners, what you mean by that?
Well, specifically in the book of Genesis, when it speaks about it's starting in the third chapter, where Satan, in the form of a serpent, is having a conversation with Eve. In effect, what takes place there is that he introduces something different than what God has said. And you know, as believers, we need to, you know, be cognizant and aware of the fact that there are only two voices in the earth, God's voice and Satan's voice. Now, those who represent God will speak what he speaks. Those who represent Satan will speak what he speaks. And so from that fundamental understanding, God had given them his instruction. Satan, in effect, opposes the voice of God. And so he gave a different instruction. And Eve, you know, made the mistake really of two major things. Number one, communicating with Satan. You know, the scripture tells us, you know, walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. So that was mistake number one. And then the mistake number two, which was bigger than that, was to make a choice, literally, to obey Satan's voice over God's voice. And so if she was confused, or if there was an issue, same thing with Adam when he automatically took what she gave him, neither of them, Adam nor Eve, took the time to say, well, you know, Lord, here's something different being presented to us. Can you validate what's yours, or what you would have us to do? Which, in effect, really, that prayer shouldn't have even needed to be prayed, because God had already told them. But if there was any doubt or confusion, prayer would have brought clarity, would have cleared that up. And so as believers, we just need to be in the constant habit of communicating with God in order to avoid the pitfalls that the enemy will present, because the enemy is going to be the enemy. Satan's going to be Satan.
That's right. And what you just said ties right in my next question about chapter 2, where it says a lack of prayer covers up and hides sin in the marriage. Go ahead and explain that.
Well, specifically, when a person fails to pray, and in this particular case, we open up the chapter in the third chapter, with verse 7, we open up that second chapter of the book with that verse. Literally, what we were focusing on here is the fact that not communicating with God after they had sinned, after they had come short regarding having eaten the fruit, and they found out that they were naked, they went and hid themselves from God. God had to come calling, looking for Adam, but they were there, you know, hiding themselves from him rather than confessing. So in effect, either there's a confession or a cover-up. So the confession is to engage God in conversation, in communication regarding that. You know, 1 John 1:9 tells us if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But they didn't confess it. They covered it up. So, you know, the lack of prayer, the failure to confess, but to spend effort and energy, resource trying to cover up the sin, you know, is in effect a failure to communicate with God or to alleviate and eliminate prayer in one's life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, this book is also part of your Christian premarital counseling that you give to couples, you know, prior to getting married. And then you use it also in your marriage and family counseling and certification classes. So let's talk about those two classes, the premarriage counseling of couples. How is this book used, in addition to scriptures, of course, in your premarital classes?
Fundamentally.
And Pastor Sheila, you jump in anytime you want now. You know. Don't let him hog the microphone.
All right. Fundamentally, with our counseling, you know, our primary tool and resource is the Word of God. Everything that we do is foundation on the Word of God, and so we, you know, we're going to share that from Scripture. The book is a tool. We're able to give that to individuals to read. We're able to go over and discuss it because it consists of three major parts. There's the prayer and the leadership role of the husband, the woman, you know, the leadership role of the woman of God, you know, the wife, and then it has a Christian marriage and family inventory. So those parts clearly communicate and allow the, whether it's premarital couples or single individuals or even married couples, it allows them to get the truth of God's word concerning what he intended and what he purposed. Because what we find out and what we found out and what we continue to have revealed to us again and again is that what a person does not know can hurt them just as sure as what they do know can help them. And what fundamentally has been missed is that men of God do not have clarity with their roles from a leadership perspective, especially if that was not established in the home and the family with a Christian father, mother, walking out the word of God. And even then, you know, there's got to be the investigation of the scripture. So if those things are not there and that's not taking place, the likelihood of someone understanding that and certainly understanding with this clarity is slim and none. Mm-hmm. And so it brings clarity to that for the man. It also does that for the woman, and it allows each of them to see each other's role so that they get an understanding of it. Mm-hmm. If I had to give an analogy, it's kind of like, president of the United States and a vice president. They both run on the same ticket. The fact that both names on there normally causes the ticket to either win or lose. Okay.
Yeah.
And but the roles are clearly defined in terms of what the president's role is and what the vice president's role is. The two men doesn't mean that one is better or greater than the other. Matter of fact, the vice president is next in line if something happens with the president. So this person has the capacity to lead the nation as well in the majority of cases. So the idea concerning that is the same with the husband and wife, that they both have leadership roles. And just as a vice president enables, empowers, strengthens, helps, yeah, improves the president in order for this person to stand strong for our nation, and that's what is normally brought onto a ticket. Same thing with the woman of God with a husband. She wants someone who can lead, get out front, do things need to be done. He needs someone who can help, enable, strengthen, encourage him, and facilitate his success. And so that's fundamentally how the scripture breaks down those roles, and we go through and articulate that from the word of God, and we use it in our counseling that way. And then lastly, the inventory is really powerful. Do you want to talk about the inventory a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen. Hey, welcome, Pastor Sheila. So glad you could make it to the show today. I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
The marriage and family Christian inventory assessment is a powerful tool that we use when we're counseling premarital and those that are already married, counseling. And basically, you know, to wrap it up, it is basically a tool that gauges the marriage and the family compared to the Word of God. How well is the marriage lined up according to the Word of God?
Mm.
And what we're finding is very successful. What we're finding is that many people have not been taught or have not witnessed a, quote, Christian, biblically based marriage. And when they see it in the Word, now we're talking about Christian marriage and family counseling. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when they see it in the Word, so the first thing that's established is whether or not we have two Christians in a marriage, because otherwise it's not a Christian marriage.
Right.
And when they see the Word of God and they see where they're off, we've seen them just line up because it is the word of God.
Right.
And we've seen the family change, the household just, the atmosphere of the household has changed. And even today, we have couples that we've counseled, you know, 2 and 3 years ago. They're still in touch with us, letting us know how they're doing, that they're doing well, that their family, their marriage is doing well. They're, you know, supporting. And that's basically what I wanted to say about it. I'm excited about this tool because it's very powerful. And when we train, we introduce this tool, and everyone that goes through the training program has this tool to counsel with. It's a great guide, great biblical guide.
Amen. How many sessions are involved in the premarital counseling or the marriage counseling?
Well, it depends on the couple. It depends on the situation. Yeah, it can go from one to we've had one. I mean, well, you know, we're laughing, but oh wow, we've seen transformation right before our eyes.
Amen.
Just because, you know, the word of God heals. The scripture says that he sent his word to heal their disease and deliver them from all their destruction. So when they begin to hear the word of God, it's like, wow, I didn't know. Mm. We have God that come in that didn't know that they were valued, that God placed them in their leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman of God, when she hears that, she understands that, you know, she has a leadership role as well.
Amen.
The power that the God has given her, the power to undergird this man of God, and that without her, he can't follow out. He can't follow through with what God has given him without her leadership.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Yeah, the sessions it depends on the situation.
Okay. Now, you guys also train others to do Christian marriage counseling, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and anyone can sign up for this and take the training via online access, if I'm right. And what topics do you cover, and about how long is the certification process?
The certification process is 14 weeks that we have outlined, and of course we do on-site as well as online training. Our preference, of course, is to be able to do it on site, but there became such a need and a demand. We were getting, you know, requests from around the country and around the world, for that matter. And so it kind of really positioned us to put something together that can be effective. And as of any study, whether on site or online, a person, and we emphasize this and walk individuals through it, if you will, that you're only going to get out of it what you put in it. And we're not interested in certifying people who are not serious about God and his word and about being used in that capacity. Hmm. And also to safeguard the certification process, we have a final exam that they've got to score. They're only allowed a minimum score of 85. If they do not pass that score, then they do not get certified. And but the way that the course is structured, whether on site or, you know, online, if an individual follows the instructions that we've given them and study the material and they're serious about it, they'll have no problem becoming certified because, you know, the word of God is there outlined for them.
Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's episode. We'll be talking with Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila Giles from the Lincoln Bible Church down in Houston, Texas. They've been telling us about their ministry, their background, and we just want to discuss with them all about their book, Prayer, Marriage, and the Leadership Roles of Husband and Wife, and their ministry, their marriage ministry that they've been ministering to other couples and teaching other ministers from around the nation and really around the world about, you know, marriage counseling and their marriage and family ministry is an important aspect out of their church ministry. It started off just locally. Now it's gone nationwide. You need to go to their website to check it out because, folks, this is something that every church can be involved with and every church should be involved with. Just go to their website at www.marriageandfamilyministry.org or email them at info@lbchouston.org and ask them questions about how you can get involved and becoming certified as a marriage counselor as well. Now we're going to come back. We're going to continue our interview with them. This is a great series. It'll be 3 days. Today's just part one. So you need to come back tomorrow to make sure that you're staying up to date on everything we're talking about, because we're covering a lot of information during this interview. All right? So till tomorrow, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.